Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you for being here. So, as Mark said, the enterprise growth initiatives will deliver $20 billion of growth on the 2015 roadmap. I am going to give you an update on two areas: a smarter planet through the lens of the markets we are creating, meaning industry solutions, smarter cities, and smarter commerce. And also, I will give you an update on the growth markets. In 2012, we did deliver 25% growth on smarter planet. And while we did this, we were investing in strengthening our skills, our portfolio, our assets and solutions. We are entering into 2013 with a very strengthened, stronger industry-specific asset-based solutions. We are expanding into 61 solution areas, and we will be able to address 18 very diversified industries throughout the world. On smarter cities, new clients, new buyers. We engaged on 3,000 projects in 2012. We had a significant increase in the growth markets, as you can see in the chart. And this year and throughout the next years, we will focus in 194 mid-tier cities, driving solutions in five key areas, which are in very well need in the cities, as Ginny was mentioned. On smarter commerce, I will just summarize because Bridget and Mike will update you. We also had a very strong performance in 2012, and we did invest in strengthening our portfolio and increasing also our software assets and skills. As always, clients and client references. You will see the names over there. I won't go through all of them, but two things. Number one is a very nice example of how diversified is our portfolio throughout the world and throughout the industries. From the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, we implemented all the INT required for personalized medical services. Also all IT required for huge volumes of data around research and patient information, up to the city of Davao in the Philippines, where we implemented our integrated operations center solution to help the city management and the city governance with security and safety. So in summary, very strong performance, 25% growth on a smarter planet in 2012. We have invested, we have an increased portfolio to deliver in the years to come. Growth markets continues to deliver a very strong performance. It's outpacing major markets. You saw the chart, 80% of IBM growth between 10 and 12, year 10 and year 12, actually with very good margin expansion. 30 countries last year grew double digits, and we are now 24% of IBM tops line. Now, the strategy of growth markets is the strategy of the IBM company. You know? It's expanding into new markets, new clients, new buyers. Is building IT infrastructure based and leveraging our high-end systems and software assets, moving also growth markets into higher value spaces, and undisputed industry leadership in some selected industries in the marketplace. The strategy is growing. You see a list of clients. The characteristic of this is two things. Number one is very sophisticated information technology projects, and second, this waste goes way beyond the BRIC countries. I've been showing you this chart since we started the growth markets unit. It's a very important chart. We keep and we will continue to invest building capabilities in the emerging countries. Last year, we opened a research facility in Kenya, and John Kelly is going to talk about this. This is so key for our strategy in Africa. Also, we did open three new services delivery centers and two new smarter city centers in the emerging markets. Now, this is not only the execution of our global integrated enterprise strategy or even our enterprise productivity initiatives. This is key for our emerging markets strategy. This is how we build capabilities and we bring innovation to the clients. This is how we use this as a springboard to build skills and capabilities to bring IBM to this world. Now, I'm going to give you, looking into 2015, an update on three regions. As usual, China. You want to hear a little bit about China. I will talk about China. Then we will talk about Africa. And finally, we will give you an update of South America. We will put emphasis on all the Spanish-speaking countries of South America, with the exception of Brazil, which is a very interesting marketplace. We usually bring also management to talk about this. You will see a video of one of our general managers in Africa. And I have here with myself José de Cournex, which is our regional general manager for Spanish South America. We continue to invest in China. Actually, we are investing, and we have invested broadly on research, development, and delivery capabilities, both services and product for the marketplace. We have the strongest ever footprint of IBM in China today. Last year, I told you we were going to accelerate our market expansion in the GMU and in China. I'm very happy to report that we succeeded in this project. Actually, we have extended our coverage to more than 300 cities in China out of 81 face-to-face branch offices. Naturally, we're expanding into new markets and new clients, new buyers in China, and we are extending our network of business partners and distributors. We are the employer of choice in China. We have been able to attract not only local but international skills into the marketplace, and we are considered the most respected company in China. Now, the performance is very strong. You see the numbers on the left of the chart. The important thing of the numbers is one thing. We are growing faster than the market, and we are growing faster than the GDP. That means that we are creating markets in China. Clients, as always, clients on smarter cities, on industry solutions, and some key emerging industries. Again, this is leading edge technology being deployed into these clients, and we are executing the full footprint of our growth, enterprise growth initiatives into this marketplace. Africa. Africa is a huge potential for us in the future. We're convinced about this. Now, Africa is a very challenging continent. It's unstable, volatile. It has all the characteristics of a truly emerging market. So we have a strategy which is, first of all, very addressing a selected number of countries, industries, and clients. We're being very selective in Africa. Second, we're bringing IBM to the marketplace. So we're building research, development, and delivery capabilities so we can bring innovation to the clients in the marketplace. Third, we have a tremendous focus on building skills because this is key for the sustainability and the future growth over the years of the industry in the continent. And fourth, we have a very robust and disciplined management system in these countries. We kept expanding in Africa in 2012. Not only we did open some other countries and branch offices, but we also strengthened the presence in the places where we were already operating. We acquired new clients, and we are expanding our network of distributors and business partners. As we did in China, we're following the same strategy in Africa. We're building research, we're building delivery and development capabilities for the clients in Africa. You can see what we did last year. And finally, we already started to partner with university and local institutions. We are already building skills for the future. This is a long-term effort, and this is what is going to sustain and develop the industry in this continent. Peeling a little bit the onion, and just to give you an example, we have four regions in Africa. You can see in the map, east and west. Some of key points. Number one is the marketplace is already growing faster than the GDP, and the GDP is showing a strong, sustained growth. That means that, number one, it's a clear indicator, of course, that the industry is underpenetrated. No? Industry grows faster than the economy. Second is there is a huge opportunity for us. Now, how do we do this? We're focused on, as I said, some selected clients, some selected industries. Taking East Africa, Kenya, where we were all together, all the senior executives, each one of us is running a particular growth case for Africa. In the case of Kenya, we are very focused on telco, banking. We just signed five recent agreements with the Credit Bank of Kenya, Family Bank of Kenya, Cooperative Bank of Kenya, the National Bank of Kenya, and the National Industrial Credit Bank of China, all of them to deploy smarter computing for two things, internet banking, and most importantly, which I believe is very strategic for the retail banking in Africa, is mobile banking. You go to Nigeria, 22 of the 27 banks of Nigeria are already running their core banking applications on IBM Power systems, no? 23 next among sales. There has to be a 23rd and a 24th very soon. Now, just to give you a flavor, we have a video. I would like to introduce you Tony Mwai. He's our general manager for Nigeria, for Kenya, I'm sorry. That's Tony.
Habari. I'm Tony Mwai, IBM's country general manager for East Africa. I grew up in Kenya, and I've seen the dramatic transformation of my region. Africa's natural resources have long fueled the world's economic growth, and now our young people are helping satisfy the growing global demand for knowledge workers. As companies like IBM expand across East Africa, this increased economic activity is creating new demands from African citizens for better banking, telecommunications, and infrastructure. We're seeing strong demand for industry solutions that leverage our systems, software, and consulting expertise. For example, in the banking sector, we're supporting many banks that need our advanced technologies to enable their rapid growth. Beyond Kenya, some of the largest banks in Ethiopia, Tanzania, and the Democratic Republic of Congo have called us in to transform their core systems. Raw Bank in the DRC is reaching new customers who've never had bank accounts before. And IBM is providing them with the technology for a suite of new products that include internet banking. And in the oil industry, Kenya Petroleum Refineries chose IBM to increase the efficiency of their refinery operations. KPRL is the only refinery of its kind in East Africa and now uses IBM Business Analytics to make the most efficient use of its production equipment and facilities, reducing risk and controlling costs. We're also helping to address the real issues confronting growing African cities, like reducing traffic congestion. A real proud moment for me was when we opened IBM's first research lab on the continent in my home city of Nairobi. And our chairman and president and CEO, Ginny Rometty, met the Kenyan president, His Excellency Mwai Kibaki. At IBM, we're expanding in East Africa because we want to play a role in the region's tremendous growth. Clients are looking for the kind of transformation and value that only IBM can deliver. We're working with African companies, governments, and universities to help them become more competitive and create progress. I'm really positive about Africa's future. It's a great time to be an IBMer in East Africa.
Excellent. Tony is a fine example of the kind of leadership we're deploying in Africa, and actually it's local talent. Okay, Spanish South America. So you see Chile, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Venezuela. Just to give you a reference, I think most of you know this, no? Just a country of the middle, Peru is the size of Germany and France together. So this is a vast territory with an incredible potential. We're doing extremely well. We grew 2.5 times the marketplace. We're expanding market, we're expanding margins, and we're gaining market share. We have a strategy, and I would like to introduce you now, our general manager for Spanish South America, Jose de Cornex, which is Uruguayan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruno. Thank you. Good morning. As Bruno said, I was born in Uruguay. I've been with IBM for the last 25 years, and believe me that these last two leading SSA were kind of the most exciting ones for me. I will go north to south now. It's Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay. This is a vast region, as Bruno said, and flying from one from the very north, Caracas, to the very south, it will take you a day. Imagine that there is a lot of work in flying for us within the region. As you can see in the figures there, we do have a huge opportunity in the IT market. And despite we claim that there is a 7% growth, we were able to grow doubling that figure in the past 2 years. And the reason why is because we are creating markets, we are doing new things, we are anticipating what the customers are looking for. And this is why IBM is uniquely positioned in this region to really continue in this path. We have, I think it's very important for you to understand the IBM presence in the region. Even though we claim this is an emerging region, and it is, we opened our first office back 90 years ago, 90, in Buenos Aires. You can still see IBM clocks in many of our clients there. The youngest country is Uruguay, and it's turning 75 years this year. So we've been investing, and we had an uninterrupted presence and leadership in the region. We are a national asset. We worked side by side with governments and with society to help them grow, innovate, and transform themselves. And this is why IBM is not only a national asset, but considered to be an exemplary corporate citizen. So how do we execute the strategy there? And I think that the beauty of the IBM today is that we clearly do not have to reinvent the wheel. We just need to have a flawless execution in every market we operate. Bruno shared with you the strategy that we have, and this is what we are doing in SSA. Back 2 years ago, we decided to accelerate our geographical expansion. So we moved all the cities that we were going to deploy in the five-year roadmaps just into the first 2 years. We had at that time only presence in 9 cities, mainly capital cities. We are now there in 30 cities. And this is not only about opening IBM offices or deploying IBMers. It is also about enlarging our reach by enhancing our business partner network. We more than doubled last year the companies that are working today and reaching the market with IBM solutions. We have more than 370 companies working with IBM in this region. We have, as I said, 30 cities, 30 additional cities. We were able to expand our client base in this expansion more than 20%. We engaged more than 500 customers last year, and we expect to engage more than 900 this year. And we were able to grow more than 25%. When you start talking in our countries about IT infrastructure development, this is the first step to get into the value space. You can clearly see banking and telco leading this space. But when you go to the emerging industries, there is still a huge gap. There is no way a client today can start talking and leveraging big data analytics, smart commerce, mobile solutions, cloud, being social, if they do not have a robust, resilient, and reliable infrastructure. We aggressively moved into that space. This, in my view, as I said, is the first step to become the trusted advisor to your client. And this is a play that you must win in order to have the next value conversation. We are number one in the market in high-end systems, and we are clearly growing 5 times the markets in this space. The other very important transformation that we are leading is being the industry leader on the industries you pick, you choose, you want to really play. This for us in SSA was a huge transformation. And a huge transformation because it started with me, right? I really needed to change. You really need to bring value today to your customers. It's not just about, you know, in the Latin culture, we're very much used to go and just knock the door and have a coffee, right? And then you go out and you say, I had an excellent meeting, right? That's nonsense. There's no meeting there, right? You really need to knock the door, and you really need to understand your client needs. You really need to understand the industry the clients it's today playing. And more important for me is you really need to anticipate what the customer needs. And I think that today, IBM is uniquely positioned to do that. We do have a unique portfolio. In my view, the best I saw in my 25 years in my career. And what is the beauty of the model that we have for countries like ours? Keep in mind that this is a region comprised of 9 countries, small markets, right? The biggest market is Colombia. It's a $2 billion market. Argentina, $1.8 billion market. So all in all, we are at $8.5 billion market. So you will never have, never ever, you will have the critical mass to operate in a single country and be able to bring the holistic IBM value in front of the customer. So the beauty of having a global integrated enterprise, the ability to leverage your local skill, your local knowledge on the market with the IBM assets and the IBM expertise globally, that is unique, absolutely unique in our market. And that is one of the reasons why we are being able to create the market and to grow more than 2 times in the last couple of years. The other important thing is we are going through a change. And in my view, this is here to stay. So there is a big challenge for the IBMer to really become essential, to really be the trusted advisor of our customers, and to really be the person that is going to change the business of our customers. This is what we aim for, and this is what we are doing in our markets. As Bruno said, I always like to bring some real-life examples, right? Because otherwise it's a pure chart. And we have some examples here. I'm sure we can talk the whole morning about this. Just want to keep pick on a couple. We have been working, for example, with the National Insurance Health System in Chile to implement a uniform health system to deploy all their processes across the country in a uniformed way and with all the health standards. They are today serving 13 million customers, which is the whole Chilean population. With the University in Lima, for example, we created, through an IBM Mobile Smart Cloud, the best student experience in country. Just to give you a perspective, they were able last year to increase their alumni subscription by 20%. So Bruno shared with you the growth market strategy. I think it is very clear. He shared with you also how we are doing in China and in Africa. Hopefully in my 6-7 minutes, I was able to give you a quick view on what is going SSA. Smaller regions, smaller countries, same strategy. I'm absolutely convinced, as I said, we have the best portfolio ever, the best portfolio ever. I'm absolutely convinced IBM is uniquely positioned to bring the value in front of the customers. I'm absolutely convinced that the model that we have, leveraging the local skills, the local knowledge, the local relationships that we have with the IBM global expertise and with the IBM global assets, will bring us, and we are right on track, to deliver to the corporation the $17 billion incremental revenue that we committed by 2015, to continue to drive margin expansion and to continue to grow in a pace that we will outpace the market. So with that, Bruno, I will invite you again.
Excellent. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.